Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Seems like I've spent my whole life hoping, dreaming of things I've never tried. Tangled in knots just waiting for my time to shine. What if the doors began to open? What if the knots became untied? What if one day nothing stood in my way and the world was mine? Would it feel this far?
Hello and welcome back to Patreon with Cheese. I am joined, as always, by my good-ish friend and co-host, Elizabeth Esten.
Hello.
Say hi, Liz.
Hi. We are good friends. I just want to establish this. We are good friends. Jess is,
No.
Jess is making up lies.
Okay. Whatever. We're back to you talking about the Tangled TV series. We're doing episodes 3 and 4, and episode 3 is Fitzherbert P.I. What happens in this episode, Liz?
So, Eugene is real sad because he has no purpose in life.
Yeah, I feel
like
that.
Like any millennial or millennial Gen Z combo that is lacking employment.
You know, he was overeducated in one field, and now that field isn't hiring, and now what the fuck are you going to do?
Crime fighting is just not paying the bills anymore, guys.
Even though he isn't.
Probably going to be a prince, so he doesn't really need a job, but I'm not going to get into that semantics.
Sometimes you just need a purpose. If you just sit at home and do nothing, masturbate all day, you're going to kill yourself one time.
Oh,
one of these days.
This is a children's show.
Oh, yeah, there's enough porn of the show to make it not a children's
show. That's true, there's a lot of porn in this show. Okay, so Eugene is real sad because he has no purpose in life, so he tries a bunch of normal people jobs, but that doesn't work out. And then
montage.
There's a montage of him trying to get real people jobs. He's like, you know, I'll join the Kingsguard. And this episode is about how police are good sometimes, but also bad.
Police are incompetent until the moment they aren't.
Yeah.
And also Rapunzel wants to get her portrait done, but also is overthinking it. And I like how every time both these stories overlap, I will say this one has probably the most muddled message. I don't know what it's trying to tell kids. Every other one, including the next one, I at least understand the message you're trying to give to kids. This one, no fucking idea.
I don't know what's happening with... I understand the Rapunzel lesson. Like, you're not defined by your skill sets, which is... I'm saying this as a person whose Twitter bio was literally my list of jobs, so...
Yeah.
You know, I need to learn that lesson myself sometimes. But, and then
yeah, sometimes you're defined by your mommy.
So you're defined by relationships with the people in your life, like your family, your friends, your coworkers, like all that stuff. But and that was a perfectly nice lesson. And Julie Bowen's back finally, so you know one of the parents finally makes an appearance in these episodes. So.
Yeah, couldn't afford Clancy Brown, but you can afford Julie Bowen.
Yeah, well, he's too busy doing Mr. Crab stuff, so you know. Sometimes been on the air for 35 years at this point. So, which makes me feel old. So.
You know, I know John DiMaggio might not be returning as Bender for Futurama.
I'm
Clancy
so
Brown,
mad.
He'd be a good choice.
I'm so mad he's not coming back, but Clancy Brown is a good replacement.
I mean, the thing is, I think he's kind of being a dick here.
Oh, he's totally being a dick. I've been on his Twitter. It's just him retweeting articles about how people are mad.
Well, the problem is, they went to the three leads. They went to Billy West, Katie Siegel, and him, offered them a thing. Katie and Billy accepted, and then he was like, no, I want more. And it's like, well, they've already accepted. The ink's dry in the contract. I don't want to pay you more than the other two.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, he's being kind of petty.
He's being petty and
he's
mean.
He's being petty. I mean, Bender will not be exactly the same, but this is a reboot for a reason.
Whatever.
Actors change.
Replaced people before.
Just call Eric Clancy Brown. Just do that. Clancy Brown is time. I mean, Pet Sematary 3 is never coming out, so you know.
Wasn't there a Pet Sematary remake?
There was, but we don't talk about it because it's real bad.
It's like the Poltergeist remake. No one remembers it.
I've seen the Pet Sematary remake, too. And it's so boring, I forgot
what
happened.
It's like a Child's Play remake. Nobody knows what happens in these movies. They just happen and disappear forever.
They go in and out, like every horror remake. I can't wait for the new Texas Chainsaw movie to not make an impact at all.
Bro, it already came out and has not made an impact
at all.
Wait,
it's already out?
Yeah, it came out on Netflix like 2 weeks ago. Nobody liked it.
I thought it was supposed to come out like later. Oh my god, wow. That's really sad.
Yeah, we just proved our own point there,
wow,
Liz.
Wow, that's really sad. I might watch it later.
But back to Tangled.
So, the plot of the...
Still no new songs.
And Eugene is joining the Kingsguard, and it's about how the leader of the Kingsguard, who's also Cassandra's dad...
Yeah.
Adds complications, because Cassandra doesn't like Eugene, so, you know, the dad isn't going to like him either. So, it's genetic, not liking
people, clearly. He's anti-thief for some reason, and he feels that nepotism got Eugene out of the situation he was in, which, yeah,
Nepotism did get him out of his thieving situation, but if you watch the end of Tangled, he clearly made a 180 in terms of his morals and decided to be a good person, so...
I mean, that wouldn't hold up in U.S.
court. Oh, 100%.
Systems. Hey, I had a moral change, Your Honor, so...
Yeah, but in Disney
court... That murder
court,
charge doesn't stick.
In Disney court, absolutely. Disney court, it's like, oh, your morals changed, you're free to go. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Grinch logic.
Yeah. So the Kingsguard is trying to not get Eugene in the Kingsguard by having him, like, screw up all the tests, so Eugene is... fucks around, changes the situation, gets the job, fucks up the job, and there's also a raging Italian stereotype in this episode.
There's two, if you consider the fake one and the
that's
real
true.
One.
It's like, it's Da Giovanni, that's what they call him.
Da Giovanni.
Yeah, which is Da Giovanni in English. So,
yeah.
Though, Da is not really a word in Italian. If you're gonna say Da Giovanni in Italian, you'd say Il Giovanni, which sounds better. If you just...
Fucking nerd.
I'm sorry. I took Italian for 5 years, okay?
Well, you're just like Eugene, because he apparently knows Italian.
He doesn't know.
And he points out that the, like, language was all over the place.
Oh, it totally was. He was correct. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, that's just gibberish. Maybe that's just on purpose, because it's a kid's show. It's like, oh, that was a plot point? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, it does a lot.
Because
of things
the real
like that.
Giovanni speaks perfect English. He never even speaks Italian.
No, he was just like, hey, I the guy.
He's like, hi, I'm not things. Mario, I'm a painter.
I don't laugh easily at things, but this did get a good chuckle out of me when they revealed the drawing he did of Rapunzel. I don't know. Bad drawings will always get a chuckle out of me.
That's the fan art that this show. Doesn't have.
No. I will say Rapunzel is very much a B story in her own TV
very
show
strange.
In this one.
It's a strange choice, but she also is kind of a B story in the next episode, because it's mostly Cassandra's goings, so...
Well, no, she is the catalyst.
That's true, yeah.
She is the wrench thrown in. So let's move on to that next episode, the Danny Trejo
episode.
Danny Trejo's here.
His name is Rec Marauder.
What happens in this episode, Liz?
So there's a tournament where a bunch of people, like, fight each other to prove they're worthy of fighting or something. I forgot what the tournament of the...
They try to murder
Tournament of the Brave, but they're doing Disney murder, which really is an actual murder. It's like being thrown into a wall in a comical fashion. So, Disney murder.
And Cassandra really wants to do it so she can show that she's more of a person outside of her connection to Rapunzel. Rapunzel, unaware, just like, I want to hang out with my friend and do this stupid fucking tournament. And Cassandra basically gets cucked because Rapunzel works smarter, not harder.
Yeah, which is how you gotta do it sometimes. Sometimes we don't have giant muscles like Danny Trejo.
Yeah, and Danny Trejo. I do appreciate Danny Trejo's willingness to be emasculated. Whenever he can.
He
seems like a cool
dude.
It's
so weird to think, like, his character in the Machete movies isn't the same exact character as he is in the Spy Kids franchise.
It's the Robert Rodriguez universe, and I feel like the people that are bitching about Boba Fett and the Robert Rodriguez-isms just have never seen a movie that wasn't a Star Wars.
Yeah, like Sharkboy and Lava Girls in the Robert Rodriguez universe. There's weird little Easter eggs to, like, indicate it.
Does that mean we should be heroes? We could be heroes in the Robert Rodriguez universe because Sharkboy and Lava Girl show up in that?
What Could Be Heroes is a sequel to Sharkboy and Lava Girl, so.
It's all connected.
It's all connected, even though Sharkboy didn't want to show up because Taylor... There's an interview recently. He says his name is Taylor Lautner. That's how you're supposed to say it. But
Lautner.
Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Lautner. That's what you're supposed
to... I'm not going to call him that.
No, Taylor Lautner didn't.
I will dead name him.
Not Eugene Fitzherbert, but Taylor Lautner.
I feel bad for Taylor Lautner. I feel like bad. He just spent all his money, bought his parents a house, and now engaged to a really pretty girl, and they posted all about that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Living his best life.
He is. He's living off that residuals from the lack of, from all the Twilight movies, and the lack of money he made from all those weird action movies he did in 2012 that went nowhere.
Did you know that he was in Jonathan Demme's last movie?
What the fuck?
He was the star of Jonathan Demme's last movie, and it flopped, and then Jonathan Demme died.
So Taylor Lautner, the reason Jonathan Demme died?
I mean, I don't know.
Probably
there's
not.
Like
probably
a 5-year
reasons.
Difference. Yeah. Jonathan Demme just wasn't doing well, but he was also... Those are two unrelated facts.
That's a very strange choice as the lead of your last
movie. I'm wondering, like, I'm just imagining, like, someone on our patrons list, like Joseph Evans Green, sitting down and being like, oh, fuck, they're doing the movie shit again.
We're just talking about unrelated
time. I mean, is there a B plot here? It's Eugene getting kicked out
it's not
auditorium.
Even a B plot. It's a comedic side
8.5.
mission.
8.5. It's a comedic side mission.
Like, Eugene gets kicked out for being too loud 18 times.
Yeah. I can totally see why they ship Rapunzel and Cassandra, though.
They have great
they do have
chemistry.
Weird, like, sexual tension between each other.
They have great chemistry. I'm like, I get the fan art. Like, I get it. But it's also a children's show.
Yes.
So we need to be careful.
I almost feel like they felt restricted by the ending of Tangled to not go in the ways that I feels like the characters would have naturally gone.
Yeah, like, she's kind of stuck with Eugene because this takes place in between the wedding short. So,
yeah,
we can't have her break up with Eugene and pursue Cassandra because the wedding would be negated. So,
yeah, so
also Disney did not portray gay people back in 2017, so you know,
they barely portrayed gay people in 2022.
Yeah, they canceled, they refused to air the Love, Simon spinoff because it was gay, but they claimed it was because it was drugs and alcohol. So,
are there any gays on Disney Plus?
Andy Mack?
Don't know who that is. You're just making names
up now.
No,
that's a show that has a gay character, like a canonical gay character. The character says, I am gay on screen. Like, it's a real show. I guess the Owl House is kind of gay, but... Eh.
Ice Age is kind of gay, and that's that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, the Eternals! They're gay!
Oh, yeah, the Eternals have gay people. That's...
No, just the concept of the Eternals are very gay.
That's true. Aren't they, like, beings
robots
that are, like...
Robots fuck? Come on.
Aren't they, like, beings that are, like, ageless and just... I don't ever see the Eternals. It sounds stupid.
They turn out to be robots?
Oh, they're robots? Oh, shit.
Miranda, am I getting the Eternals right? The Eternals were robots, right? Okay, yeah, they were robots. And there was a gay robot.
You know, all robots are gay. Have you seen Robots, the movie?
Oh, yeah. Like, doesn't Robin Williams come out as trans by the end of the Robots movie?
He does, yeah.
He gets lady parts.
Yeah, and Uma Gregor does an American accent the whole time, and it's very distracting.
Yeah.
Uma Gregor cannot do an American accent.
He can barely do a normal British accent.
His best movies are him when he's doing Scottish accent, because that's his accent. So, but anyway, Tangled.
Tangled.
So I guess at the
is there anything at the there's no songs. Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo's in it. He's a large man. He's very muscly.
Both in real life and in the show.
Yes. I was in Los Angeles in 2018 for a college program, and I passed Danny Trejo's taco restaurant about 15 times while driving around. So in different locations.
I may be ADing a film that he's in later this year. Ooh. But we'll see about that one.
Yeah. Danny Trejo has a lot of restaurants in Los Angeles area.
Danny Trejo is like, as Alfred Molina described himself, a whore. I'll do basically anything.
Yeah, but I heard his tacos aren't bad. So
That's a weird thing to say.
No, that's true. His taco restaurant is apparently good. I didn't bother to go
Danny
in.
Danny Trejo.
Because I'm scared.
I mean, that's also how I do at most, what's that guy's name? Guy Fieri's restaurants. I'm too afraid to go.
I do want to eat at a Guy Fieri restaurant one day, just to get off my bucket list, but I don't want to die simultaneously.
Do you think Rapunzel deserve to win this entire competition?
No.
I'm about to say.
No, she used her ingenuity. I'm assuming the rules of this tournament are to use your strength and fighting ability to win, which is what Cassandra did the whole time.
And I think Rapunzel just likes attention.
She loves attention.
And I guess that she was attention starved for 20 years, and it could be a part of her hashtag trauma, but...
Hashtag trauma.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I don't know. Makes it kind of unlikable. Makes you really wish that her brunette friend would get some attention.
Yeah, I think with this episode, I started to realize that Rapunzel loves when people look at her.
Yeah, and, she can't stand when she is not the center of attention.
Which is a little bit, it's like the entire time she's doing this, she doesn't know any of what's going on with Eugene. She's just, focused on her own thing.
Well, that's also, I don't feel any connection between her and Eugene. I feel like there's no love in that relationship.
There isn't, there was in the movie, but where did it go?
There was. Yeah, now it's just, they have, her weird brother that also makes out with her. But she can't fuck because,
Disney makes out, which is, a cheek kiss every once in a while. In the first episode, Eugene gets a kiss on the cheek and he acts like it's the first time that's happened in forever. He's like, oh my god, what?
I mean, you kind of, right on the Disney curve. That's a over-the-pants HJ.
That's true. That's true. In Disney terms, that is a base.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, Eugene's always full mask because he's got a foot fetish and she just refuses to wear.
I really hope there's not fan art of Eugene with a foot thing, but there probably is, and I'm really...
If there isn't art, there's definitely a fic.
There's definitely fanfic. I'm really tempted one day when I'm drunk enough to go on Wattpad and just look up this show and see what comes up.
Well, why don't we go? AO3, right?
No, Wattpad. Wattpad. Go to Wattpad.
Wattpad?
Wattpad is where the trashy fanfics go.
All right, I'm going to Wattpad. Let's look up some of these. Oh, God, do I have to make an account?
No, you just go to search.
I want to say, I don't want them to know. All right, let's see what the biggest ships are.
It's Cassandra and Rapunzel.
No, they aren't giving me the ship choices. Okay, there's... come on. There's no ship choices. So there's a lot of Varian and Cassandra.
What the hell?
Oh my god, they keep saying siblings, so are they related?
Oh, is that a twist?
I don't know.
Or maybe
twist if you're
spoiler.
Oh, there's one where they're all in high school.
as there should be.
And then there's one that gives me real big Sonichu vibes. Let me just send you this. It's called Alchemist Out of Corona.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not bad art. It just gives me big Sonichu vibes.
Wow, the Wi-Fi community really likes Varian.
Oh my god, there is like, there's like 10 parts and each part is like 6 sections long.
Oh no.
This is like a novel.
Oh my god, that art.
Apparently it would take 7 hours and 2 minutes to read it.
Oh god. Okay, there's one called The Alchemist and the Criminal.
Ooh. I hope this is what our entire like podcast becomes, is us going through Wattpad and finding something horrible.
Okay. Finding horrible.
Siblings of Kingdom 19, Life in the Kingdom. Okay, yeah. This one actually feels like just a legit fic.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Oh, I found one where Cassandra's in love with someone else.
Well, that's not good.
That is not correct.
It is not correct. Well, what is your overall thoughts on these two episodes of... Oh, there's one where Cassandra meets Elsa and they make out.
Oh, no, but her true love is Jack Frost from Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah.
I know that.
I'm sure everyone loves that. It's everyone's favorite
and
thing.
And Merida's like their lesbian friend who just hangs out with them.
I mean, Merida... Merida's ace energy, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, well... At least in the Tumblr crowd, she's presumably a lesbian who hangs out with all these people. So,
let's be clear. If Merida was a lesbian, she would not be spending time with any of these people.
Merida would just be hanging out, doing whatever.
No, she wouldn't fucking... She doesn't exude the theater kid energy these fuckers do.
No. So much theater kid energy. So much theater kid energy. Rapunzel is a theater kid. She is a theater kid.
Yeah. Elsa is, like, the one that gets the lead but doesn't want it.
Yeah. Anna is the person who's in the chorus but is super excited about it.
Like cheers everyone else on. Just happy to be involved.
Just happy to be in a costume and on stage.
We're writing our own high school fic right now.
We're writing our own fan fiction.
Yeah.
Eugene is the
what
stage
is your
manager
thoughts?
Who's just being very supportive.
God. No, Eugene is like the student director that was asked to do it because he was just supporting his girlfriend.
Merida is the pissed off stage manager who doesn't want to be there.
No, she has to be there for a credit
or
something. Or
she got in trouble with the principals. Like, okay, you have to stage manage this production of, I don't know, Peter Pan.
No, it'd be some Disney thing, Snow White.
Yeah, or like Beauty and the Beast.
Well, on that note, what is your overall thoughts on these two episodes and your cheese rating?
Episode 3, while confused at times, had like one or two good laughs and had a decent action scene at the end that I enjoyed.
Hard agree.
All the action in the show is really good. Like,
all the animation in general is good. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it looks cheap, but for cheap animation, it looks pretty cool.
I like it. I saw on Twitter recently someone drew Mirabelle from Encanto in the style of this show, and it looked really good.
Ooh.
It looked really good.
Mirabelle. Where would Mirabelle be in our high school fic? She wouldn't be allowed it. She didn't get a part.
Mirabelle will be the person who auditioned, didn't get a part, but keeps showing up in the off chance that someone drops out. Or
you don't even need a swing or a understudy. No, we're good.
But she joined the stage crew so she could stick around, but she does not know how to build sets. She's just fully confused. And Isabella has the lead because it would piss off Mirabelle more.
Yeah, she doesn't want the lead.
Yeah, Isabelle's just whatever. And then Louisa is the stage crew enjoying it and is crying when things go wrong.
That's fair.
I am Louisa in that case because I was in stage crew. And sometimes I cried when things were wrong.
Come on, cheese rating. We only got so many hours.
God damn it. Cheese rating. Episode 3 was confused, so I'm going to give it... I feel like I've given this rating a few times. I'm going to give it Swiss because I don't know if I like it or not.
You know what? People need to start shaming you for that because that's just lazy.
If
it was Andrew, I would actively cyberbully him.
I'm sorry. I need to do research on cheeses before I do these episodes, clearly. So.
Yeah.
And then episode 4, I'm going to give it Cheez-Its with whole grain in it, because I know that's a thing my parents bought me one time, and it was very weird, but it was presumably made me stronger. So.
So I am going to give the first episode a game called Cheese Thief. It's a lighthearted, fast-paced secret role play party game because he was a thief And Steven helped him do things.
Indeed.
And for episode 4, I'm giving it Danny Trejo's Nachos, written by Danny Trejo for Taste.com.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. They're probably good.
The difference between... All right, I need to do it in my Danny Trejo voice. The difference between a good plate of nachos and a great plate of nachos is the placement of all the ingredients.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's got an entire book of Trejo tacos.
Recipes and stories from an L.A. cookbook.
Like I said, there's a lot of taco places.
Hold on, I need to send you the cover of this book. You will...
Oh, God.
It just brings me endless joy.
Oh, my God, I love it. He's so happy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
like
I think
a cleaver.
He would have been
That's
happier
horrifying.
As a chef.
I want to, like, crop this out and put it, like, in a horror movie. Just, like, in the back of a horror movie.
Just throw some blood spurts behind him.
Yeah, just, like, get a screenshot from Texas Chainsaw, put Danny Trejo in the back with some blood on the cleaver.
Yeah, there's enough for 4 servings. He adds, like, chipotle crema.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, that sounds good.
That's a lot of stuff.
Crema? Oh. I've heard word that it's crema.
We have a special guest
crema.
In Jess's studio. I am alone.
Thank goodness, because who else is going to correct me when I say stupid shit? You won't.
I was going to, but I...
Oh, sure.
But I am not... I haven't known you long enough to correct you immediately without me worrying about being rude, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm so worried about people being rude to me.
Oh, God.
You've been to my Patreon meetups. You know that that's basically how they communicate.
I know. I like those Patreon meetups, so they're fun.
They're just cyberbullying Jess. It's great.
That's fine. Jess, we all appreciate you. I'm not just saying that. I swear.
I'm not just saying that because we're trying to get to Andrew. Mm. Almost made you spit.
Yeah, he did. Yes. And I'm drinking iced tea right now, so that would've been really bad for my technology.
Yeah, that would've ruined everything. Yeah. Anything else you have left to say before we say goodbye?
ACAB.
Yeah, all cops are bastards.
All cops are bastards.
Corona is a terrible place.
Corona is a terrible name for this kingdom, and I hate working around it sometimes, but, you know, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, why didn't they know a giant, horrible pandemic virus was going to come before they named their kingdom this?
Also, I may look up more fan fiction, and I might tweet about it. We'll see.
You know what? Save the fan fiction, and we'll just do it in our next recording session. Like, start getting a backlog, and maybe we can review those as well.
Nope.
Keep it short.
Yeah,
though.
If you have any weird Tangled Adventure fan fictions you've found, send it over.
Yeah, we'll read it.
We'll read the fan fiction.
At a certain point, this will just become a fanfic show.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, okay. I mean, it's only a 20-minute kid show. There's only so much to say.
Yeah. If there's not any songs, which there haven't been since the first episode.
Yeah, where are the songs? Tangled Adventure, add more songs. Where are the songs? Get Jeremy Jordan to sing some songs.
Oh, believe me, I know he sings some songs later.
Oh, good,
so
thank
worry.
God. I need that. I need this content in my life.
And I know James Monroe Iglehart shows up later as one of Flynn's old buddies.
Who is that person?
The genie from the Aladdin.
Oh, my
Broadway
God.
Show.
Oh, I saw him on Broadway. God damn it.
He's very good.
He's very good in that. He's very good. He was very good.
Yeah, he's also currently playing Billy Flynn in Chicago. Ooh. Like, he was in 4 Broadway shows this year. He had 4 different Broadway shows this
That's
year.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next time on Patreon with Cheese. Say goodbye, Liz.
Goodbye.
Fucking do it already. Goddamn.
Have a wonderful day.
Fucking embarrassing me. What the fuck do you think this is?
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history, Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.